You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is Friday. That's why we play this song. That's why we talk football. We're going to even talk hockey. Sabres. Early on in this hour, Paul Hamilton's going to join me. Sabres now 4 in a row. They hadn't won 3 in a row up until they get to 4 in a row this week, right? They don't think they had a 2-game win streak was their highest, right, Dan? Until they got to 3 in a row on the road trip. And now they've backed it up with another win to get to 4 in a row. So there you go.
Yeah.
Pretty nice. Pretty nice night last night. How about last night? Sabres get the win against the Flyers, the first game of the Jarmo Kekalainen era. No more jinx from Jeremy. They must win, and they did. So they get that win, 5-3. Nice game for the Sabres. Some nifty, pretty goals, by the way, along the way in that game. Yeah, they're still climbing out. They're still tied for last, I think, in the standings. Either way, I try not to look at the standings now. Just keep winning. Keep winning, and then, like, in a week from now, week and a half, take a look at where you are, right? So, that happened. And there was a really amazing NFL game last night. Seahawks and Rams. Holy cow, if you didn't see this game, it was wild. Game of the year, maybe. I mean, maybe the Bills-Ravens game to start the year was the game of the year. There's been a few really amazing games along the way. But this one, last night, had some crazy stuff happen, and I wanted to kind of touch on one of the main points of the game. Today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, the two-point conversion. If you haven't seen it. Plus a few other kind of odds and ends going on. Playoff seeding, had a big debate on that on social media this week. It's still going. I appreciate all of you have come in on that. So we'll talk all about it today as we head towards Sean McDermott just about maybe a little over an hour from now on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you. Good to be with you on a Buffalo Football Friday. Football Friday on WGR is brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino. Call the 8s and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel. Game day ready since 1922. We will hear from Bills head coach Sean McDermott in the 11 a.m. hour. We will hear from WGRZ TV2 chief meteorologist Patrick Hammer at 11:30 a.m. or right after Sean McDermott, right around that time. And we'll get a weather update for Cleveland. Been monitoring it all week. Doesn't look great. Not like the worst weather. I think much colder for Cleveland, Chicago last week. A little windy, but we'll get exactly what the weather forecast looks like for Cleveland on Sunday. Bills, Browns, Sunday at 1 p.m. And of course, when Sean McDermott joins me, it's going to be a lot about the injury report and how that looks this week because, man, it just seems like every single week there's more and more and another layer on top of guys getting either injured at practice or being held out of practice, managing things during practice, practice days where we find out later that they are not practicing when we thought they were, or they go from a full to a limited, and then did something happen, or a limited to a DNP. So we'll figure all that out with Sean McDermott, because right now, on the Bills injury report this week, as though it was actually trending really well, like last week and even into this week, on the injury report, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 names. Now, we're going to parse them. We'll talk about them. But out of those 12 names, three of them were not on Wednesday on an estimated basis for a Wednesday walkthrough that did appear on Thursday, which means something may have happened during Thursday's practice. We don't know. So maybe Sean McDermott will be able to shed some light on that. We'll ask him about that. Those are three of them. It's Cam Lewis, versatile defensive back. Chase Lunt, a backup offensive lineman who hasn't played yet. And punter Mitch Wishnowski, which is an issue because the Bills are already without their kicker, Matt Prater, this week. We know that. Then you also had two guys, Taron Johnson and Daquan Jones, on the defensive side, go from a estimated full participant on Wednesday to limited on Thursday. Again, did something happen at practice where they were, you know, they did something to not finish practice or something that's concerning for Sunday? We'll get to all that. The good news is Christian Benford, 2 days in a row, both limited, but 2 days in a row of practice. That's good and trending right. Terrell Bernard going from limited to full, which is an interesting decision coming up if Terrell Bernard's able to play, what they do at middle linebacker, considering how well Shaq Thompson has played. And then you have Mecole Hardman, who could be joining in the fray here at wide receiver slash return, although the Bills do have a couple more weeks if they don't want to do it this week and hold off on that roster decision. If he's ready to play and they want to put him on the field this week, take a little bit of off Khalil Shakir, help out in the return game. The Bills do not have good numbers in the punt return game. He would help there. They have very good numbers in the kick return game. Ray Davis, we'll talk about him later today. I'll ask Sean McDermott a little bit about him and kind of the role he's been playing here, which is really nice to see. He now leads the NFL in kick return average, yards per kick return. But Mecole Hardman coming back into the mix here, hopefully he can stay healthy because he can help in that regard. Punt returns especially, right? And even kick returns. We'll open up the phone lines, 803-0550, if you want to jump in and jump on board. And really kind of talk about anything to start the show here, including the Sabres. We'll get with Paul Hamilton in a moment. And the Bills. And what's happening Sunday in Cleveland. And what the standings look like for this team. The Bills can clinch a playoff spot this week, folks. They can clinch a playoff spot this week. They cannot clinch the division, of course. But neither can the New England Patriots. They can't clinch the division either, no matter what happens this week. And that's obviously good news. We'll see what happens with their game Sunday night at the Ravens. It might not really matter all that much, except for the fact that maybe if they do lose to the Ravens, the Bills could still lose a game to the Eagles, and be mathematically alive for the division. But going into this week, here's how the Bills can clinch a playoff spot. They can, if they win, the Bills would have to win and have either the Colts lose or tie, or the Texans lose or tie. These are all very, very realistic scenarios, by the way. Now, I shouldn't say as much realistic maybe for the Texans, because the Texans are actually playing the Raiders, I believe, right? Let me go and get that. Yeah, Texans-Raiders. I don't expect the Texans to lose to the Raiders, so most likely not going to happen there. But the Bills can certainly beat the Browns. We know that. And the Colts are the other team, and the Colts are home to the Niners. And the Bill, and that's a Sunday night game, by the way. Bills win. If the Bills win Sunday at 1 p.m., they can clinch the playoff spot later in the day if the Texans lose their 4:25 p.m. game. Unlikely, but possible. It's the NFL. Or later that night if the Colts lose to the Niners. You'd love the Texans to lose and get it over with, because if that happens, you might want to root for the Colts, folks. And the reason I say that is, I think most Bills fans would agree you don't want to see the Texans in the playoffs. It's a tough matchup for the Bills. We saw that happen, that Thursday night game, the way their defense plays, the way they can get after the quarterback. And right now, they're a game up on the Indianapolis Colts. And they do play each other in Week 18. So let's just play the scenario out for a second. Bills win, Colts lose. Bills in the playoffs, that's great. Texans. Bills win, Texans lose. Bills get in the playoffs, that's great. Now you might want the Colts to actually win, because I think you're comfortable in your playoff spot for the Bills. You know you're there. And maybe now you can get the Colts to pass the Texans and actually have a chance to keep them out of it. I think that's a very realistic rooting possibility for the Buffalo Bills. 803-0550. I want to get into last night's game and the two-point conversion, how that went down, and plus some other things about that game and what it says about the league and the teams and playoff seedings and all of that. So we'll do that here today on the Nordtown Automotive Extra Point Show. In the meantime, Sabres with their fourth win in a row last night. They had not won two in a row until they went out west, dropped three, and then, oh yeah, by the way, won three in a row to finish their West Coast trip. They fired their GM despite that, which means it was already in motion before that, Kevin Adams. Jarmo Kekalainen comes in, and in the first game under his new regime, they beat the Philadelphia Flyers last night in Buffalo 5-3. And joining us on the Western Hotline right now is our guy Paul Hamilton, brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda, relax, we got this. Well, Paul, I mean, the team, after not having even three wins in a row, gets their fourth win in a row. What has been the difference in the Buffalo Sabres over this four-game winning streak that you've seen?
Well, a lot of it you can boil down to the last 2 minutes of the hockey game last night, when Buffalo wound up shooting the puck over the glass.
Mm-hmm.
So they were shorthanded. And for the last minute and a half of the power play, it was a 6-on-4 because the Flyers pulled Ersson. And what you saw was desperation. I mean, Alex Lyon said after the game he didn't have to make a save through that whole minute and a half. Why? Because we saw four block shots. Alex Tuch, Kesselring block two, Owen Power. People selling out to try to win a hockey game, you know, when it looks like, uh-oh, you know, and this again, it's a 6-on-4, Flyers tie. Now it's going to be overtime, and we're going to give the Flyers a point when the Sabres should get two and they should get none. But that kind of shows us what we've seen lately. Like, look at the 2-1 win in Seattle. They protected that 2-1 lead from about the middle of the second period on until they got the empty netter, and did it without turning the puck over, without forcing Alex Lyon to stand on his head. You know, they just were calm in the way they played the game. They were great with their puck possession. And that improved greatly as this game went on. Because, Sal, you've heard me say this how many times, that whatever the reason is, and I don't know why, East Coast teams typically that go out west for a long time,
yep,
play a very poor first game back. And Buffalo was on their way to that.
Yep.
Their first period was horrendous. They were giving the puck away the whole period. Lyon was standing on his head. But this was a little bit different because it was only for half the game. And they figured it out. And how many times did you hear Don Granato say and Lindy Ruff say that good teams don't always have their A game, but when they don't, they figure out a way to win? Well, the shot attempts, did you realize the shot attempts in the first period were 27-6?
I saw that stat on the screen. I saw that stat. I think it was like 24-3 at one point when I saw it, but you're right. It was incredible.
After that, for the last 40 minutes, it was 48-30 in favor of the Sabres.
Wow.
You know, they figured it out. They got their second win. They scored two goals late in the second period to take the lead, and Buffalo's best players became their best players again. And that's been key in this, too, because they've been hot. I mean, Tage Thompson, really, for the first half of the game, it might have been the worst I'd seen him all year. I mean, John Tortorella ripped him apart on the one goal by Cates. You know, how he, you know, was in great position on the wall and then allowed Bobby Brink, who's 5'8", to just come off the wall. And he just was not playing well. But Tage Thompson can do that. And it all started with Rasmus Dahlin forcing the turnover on the wall, cutting to the middle, makes a great pass between his legs backwards to Thompson. And Thompson, this is what goal scorers do. He just changed the angle on Ersson a little bit. He didn't just rip it. He froze Sanheim, and then he went to his right just a step and then released the puck. It changed the angle on Ersson, and he was, you know, with the kind of shot Thompson has, he put it in, and now he has scored goals in five consecutive games, and that's what I'm talking about. Your best players are starting to come through. For Dahlin, you know, he has two goals and eight assists in his last eight games. Alex Tuck, he starts the next goal. He starts it up. Then Oslin scores. Alex Tuck also has been getting on the scoreboard on a regular basis. And he has points now in seven out of eight games. Three goals, five assists for 8 points. Norris in the third period. What a goal that was. I mean, he's all alone. And he got a pass from Benson, and he made it look to Ersson like he was going to go back to Benson. He put a little fake on him. Well, that opened up the pads, and he was done. And I asked Norris after the game, I said, were you faking that pass on purpose? He goes, I'm just going to be honest.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I have no idea. He goes, it just happened.
Paul, those hands, though, those hands that he showed on that goal, and just a kind of sly move, just as the goalie opened his pads. That guy is an elite talent with the puck in his hands.
Yeah, and Norris.
Stick.
And Norris has points in every game since he's been back from injury. So I've been pounding on that for a while, that this year one of the reasons the Sabres are where they are is because their best players have not been their best players enough. And in this little streak now, even before, when they lost those three games on the road, their best players were not playing well. But they're starting to get a production that they need out of those guys. Those guys have to be the leaders. Kekalainen was talking about that in his press conference, that he needs those leaders to be leaders and show the team the way. And even though they didn't play well in the beginning of the game, the leaders showed the team the way to get out of it, play a good midway through this third period. The Sabres had a 7-1 shots advantage.
Yeah.
Scored pretty quick after the midway point on the Norris goal. Even though it got close, they killed off the 6-on-4. Samuelson actually came out of the penalty box and made a nice play to McLeod to get the empty net goal. So, you know, they're doing the things to it. And it finally, and look at what it took just to get past one team in the Eastern Conference. They're not in the cellar anymore. They have passed the Columbus Blue Jackets. But they had to go on a 4-game winning streak and go on a 10-6 record in 16 games. That's .625 hockey. That's a good record. But it took a 10-6 record. It took 16 games for the Sabres to get past one team in the Eastern Conference. And that's it's what I've been talking about through most of this 14-year streak, except for 1 year. That it's not, if they're in ninth place and 7 points behind, they're fine. You can make up 7 points on a team fairly easily. But just because they're 4 points out or 5 points out, it's the seven teams they got to leapfrog to get over. Are seven teams going to go down the drain for you? I mean, it's a hard thing to do. And it just, it shows you how hard it is, Sal. They needed 16 games to play good hockey just to get past one team.
Well, two of those teams that are in their way, the Islanders are actually in a playoff spot right now. They play. And then the next night, they play the Devils. Obviously, those two teams are in playoff spots right now. But these are games against Eastern Conference teams, and you just got to keep winning, and we'll see what happens. That's tomorrow night, by the way. Sabres take on the Islanders. Tomorrow afternoon, I should say. It's a 5 p.m. start down at KeyBank Center. All right, Paul, there was a lot of stuff, I guess, circulating around Lindy Ruff's future. You've had a few days to digest everything you've heard from everybody in the organization. Where do you think that stands right now?
Well, I mean, Kekalainen just told Lindy Ruff, keep doing what you're doing. I mean, he has a lot of respect for Lindy Ruff. And I don't think at this point he's looking at making a change. That doesn't mean 2 weeks from now, 2 months from now, or whatever, if things really start going poorly, that might not change. You don't know. But I got the distinct impression, and Ruff said he had talked to, after the move was decided upon, about Kevin Adams. Ruff, of course, was not part of that decision. He said Terry Pegula never discussed his job or anything else with him about it. And Kekalainen, all he said to him was, you know, keep doing what you're doing. I mean, so right now I think the way things are going, I don't think that he is inclined to make a change in the coaching position, but you never know.
Oh, Paul, I'm sorry, Paul, did you stop there? I lost you for 1 second there, buddy. Okay, great. I thought my headphones come out, but I appreciate it. All right, Paul, the other thing I want to get to on this, I mentioned Lindy Ruff. I want to play Rasmus Dahlin's comments from the locker room, and I just want to ask you if you thought anything about this, because it's made a little bit of traction here that maybe he was, I guess, for the change, or however you want to say it. But anyway, this is Rasmus Dahlin in the locker room. You were there, I'm sure, when he was asked about Jarmo Kekalainen being hired and Kevin Adams being fired. Go ahead.
Yep. Excited, turning a new page, looking forward for the future.
Okay, so I bring it up because typically you hear people say, you know, we didn't get the job done. What did Lindy Ruff say? I cost my general manager the job. I feel like I let him down. Here's the captain of the team using the word excited, looking forward to the future. Is he just saying that to be positive, or do you think there was friction in what his thoughts were about Adams and feeling there was a change needed?
I think part of it, he's pretty good at English, but he hasn't 100% mastered it yet. I think that's part of it. I think he's trying to be positive, that he's excited about what he heard from Kekalainen, because he elaborated later. He also talked about Adams later. He also talked about that it's on the players. He actually talked about it for a while. That he goes, the GMs can only do so much. He goes, this is on us. We're the ones playing the game. We're the ones that cost people their jobs, and that they weren't, and it's not good enough. So, you know, as the interview went on, he went on. There are other times that he's talking that I think to myself, it's just he's searching for words and doesn't necessarily find the words he wants at the time. I think that's what that was. I didn't take it as friction. I took it as because you know, Yarmo came into the locker room, told them that he believes in this team, but he also told them that, you know, when they're playing teams that they're better than and that the effort isn't put forth, that that's absolutely unacceptable. And that's the standard that excites Dahlin. He wants to see that standard adhered to, and I think he wants to see more of it and probably wants to see more accountability when it happens. So I think that's what he was talking about.
Paul Hamilton on the West Hur Hotline. Sabres in action again tomorrow afternoon, evening, against the New York Islanders. Part of a doubleheader weekend here. They'll have the Devils in town on Sunday as well. All right, so that being said, and by the way, at the Devils. I'm sorry, they'll be in New Jersey, my Paul. Right. They'll be in New Jersey on Sunday at 7 p.m. All right, so there was, I heard, I think it was Elliot Friedman this morning, or someone, I'd heard a clip, him talking about the Edmonton Oilers possibly being interested in Alex Lyon. Whether or not that's true specifically or not, I think it underscores what we heard from Kekalainen earlier in the week, Paul. They do not want to continue with the three-goalie situation. Ellis appears to be getting healthier here. What happens with this situation? And also, can you give us the timeline on the roster freeze now everything has to go down?
Roster freeze, 11:59 tonight, right before midnight. And it goes through the 28th. No trades, no waivers at that point, unless it's an emergency waiver or something like that. That has been going around for a while. That's actually an old rumor, and Edmonton has made their goalie trade.
Well, I think it's because now Jari's hurt.
Well, okay. I didn't realize Jari got hurt.
Yeah, Jari's hurt. I'm sorry. So Jari's hurt, and we don't know this extent of it, but he got hurt yesterday, apparently.
Okay.
So I think that's where this is the genesis was. If they made their trade, they did a lot of research on him. And again, I know that I'm sorry for putting you in this position. This is what Elliot Friedman said.
I was at the game last night, so I haven't caught up.
So
with
just
that
so
yet.
You know, and he said Edmonton had done a lot of research on Lyon, and he wouldn't be surprised if they make a call to the Sabres about him.
Right, and that was the rumor a long time ago. The Winnipeg, I think, could definitely need to upgrade their backup. Eric Comrie's not it, and he proved it why Hellebuck was out. I was very surprised that Winnipeg didn't make a move at Lyon, you know, when Hellebuck was out, because they kind of took him out of the race for a bit, and we'll see if Hellebuck can get them back into it. If it were me, I would actually entertain offers for all three. And, you know, whatever I felt the best offer was, I probably would go with to try to alleviate this situation. Now, Lyon has been given this opportunity. Now, with the back-to-back, yeah, you probably could play him back-to-back if you so choose. That would be three games in four. So I would doubt it. And if it's me, Luukkonen goes Saturday. Why? At home, he's 4-1 with a 1.97 and a 9.21 save percentage. On the road, he's 0-4-1 with a 3.97 and 8.43. Lyon is consistent no matter where he plays. So I would rather, if they're both going to play, I would rather Lyon play in New Jersey and Luukkonen get the road or the home game, because he's just been very, very good playing at home, and he has not been good at all playing on the road.
Any other injury updates? We know Timmins now is out, right? That's a tough loss for the Sabres after last night.
6 to 8 weeks with a broken leg. It's too bad for him. That's another thing about the 6-on-4. Their best two penalty killers on defense, one was in the penalty box and one was injured with a broken leg. So they didn't have their best two defensemen killing that 6-on-4. So that was another thing that made that good. But they'll miss his penalty killing. He is a shot-blocking machine on the penalty kill. He doesn't make the errors penalty killing that he makes 5-on-5. He tends to get his puck management 5-on-5 does not tend to be all that good. But when he's killing a penalty, he's really, really good.
Yeah.
So they definitely are going to miss him on the penalty kill.
Paul, is there any update on Jiří Kulík?
He was just, I noticed him in a skate the other day, just leaning over the boards with a stick, passing it. He's around. But he's not on the ice with the team or not on the rehab skates or anything like that. So, and that's one of those you just don't know. I think you just keep testing the guy and see how he's doing, you know, with the clots and everything. You don't know how his body's going to react, when it's going to be better, where he can continue his career. I'm not at all saying this is going to happen with Jiří Kulík, but these kind of things have ended careers before. I don't think there's any thought that that's happening with Jiří Kulík. Lindy Ruff even said he expects him back at some point. you know, but it's just impossible to put a timeline on this type of a thing because you just don't know when the clot is going to get to a point where he can start and continue his career.
Saturday matinee game, 5 p.m. tomorrow.
5 o'clock.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know if I call that a night game or an afternoon game. I'm always confused with that.
I know, right?
Do I say this afternoon or do I say tonight?
I think it's afternoon. I officially am declaring 5 o'clock still in the afternoon, right? I mean, it's 5 o'clock somewhere is the saying when it's Monday through Friday because you go in the afternoon to have a beer after work, right? I mean, that's what people say. So I'm going to say officially, but I think as the game goes on, it's the evening game. It's this evening at the arena because by the time it's over, it's 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, so yeah, I think for a while you're going to call it evening, and then for maybe the third period, you're going to call it night.
There you go.
I don't know.
You could do that as well. And then, of course, Sunday, Sabres at the Devils. All right, 4-game winning streak for the Sabres, and Paul Hamilton's all over it. At PHAM1717 and WGR550.com. Paul, thanks a lot, buddy. Have a great weekend, my man.
Well, by the way, enjoy Cleveland. Back when I was covering the Bills, I was at that blizzard.
Ooh,
luckily,
you
when
were.
I checked out of my hotel, I asked, can I stay tonight? And they go, yes, you can. So I went back from the stadium to the hotel. I believe it was Mark Gaughan tried to drive home. If I'm not mistaken, it took him 8 hours to drive home from Cleveland. I decided I'm not dealing with that, and the sun was out in the morning when I drove home from Buffalo.
Oh, I can imagine. Can I tell you? Go ahead.
And briefly, also, the press box windows froze. We could not see the game.
That's amazing.
We were watching the game on the monitors because they couldn't get the ice off the glass. It just kept forming, and we couldn't see the field.
I mean, it was – and then the snap goes over the punter's head. It's a low-scoring game, of course. I think there's a story about the team coming back that I've heard before and them also having issues, no doubt, because of the weather. That was, what, 2009?
Yeah, they came back next morning, too. I passed their buses.
Yes.
I was driving back, and they were on buses.
Yes.
And I passed their buses the next morning. They stayed, too.
Was that 2000? No, it wasn't 9.
I don't remember the year. I'm horrible with remembering
years. Oh, boy. I'm 2000. It wasn't 9. I'm going to get maybe 8. I have to go back. 2007, I bet you it was. I'm going to go back and look
right
now.
That was back when Chris Brown left, and I was covering both teams.
There it is. December 16th of 2007 was the game. All right. Now, we're going to go back even a couple decades before that. My first ever Bills road game was I was a high school student, and my dad drove me and a couple friends to the 89 playoff game, the infamous Ronnie Harmon drop. I was at that game. How about that?
Well, I don't think you're going to have these problems this Sunday. I don't know if you're going to have people dropping touchdowns or in such a blizzard that even standing on the sideline, you might not have been able to see the action. It was so bad that day.
I can't wait to talk to Chris and Eric about that game. Eric wouldn't know necessarily. He wasn't on the team yet, but Chris definitely will. All right, Paul. Well, guess what? We'll be thinking about you and your nice warm arenas that you're in on Saturday and Sunday. I say that in jest because I know hockey arenas can be very cold as well. Thanks a lot, buddy. I appreciate it.
Take care. Have a good
one. All right, you got it. Paul Hamilton right there. We'll take a timeout. Okay, when I get back. Ray, I got you, buddy. I'm going to have you up first here, and the phone lines are open after that. 803-0550 and your Bills-Browns memories. And this is a rivalry, quote-unquote rivalry. It's a series that goes back a long way. There's been some really interesting bad games and really good games as well. You want to share those? I have a few of mine that I want to share along the way as well here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Friday on WGR.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.